There. I've finished with another. Only 386 more worshippers to go, and I'll have drawn the whole set. Now, let's see where to put you. Yes. Third row, left side, fifth seat over is where you usually sat, so here. Perfect. Oh, do I hear rumbling? Oh my goodness. I thought I reinforced that wall just 200 million heartbeats ago. Oh, darn it. I thought it was strong enough, but I guess I'll have to do it again? Huh? A visitor! Hello, fair visitor. Are you perhaps here to be my first worshipper since forever ago? Is there maybe some wish I might fulfill? You wish to vanquish me? Wait, before you do, I should... Oh, my tentacles? Oh, no, really, you might want to reconsider... Oh, jeez. Well, if you really have your heart set on them, just... Okay, that didn't work so well. Are you sure you don't want to just maybe take a moment? Ultimate technique? Oh no, wait, please, I don't want you to, yourself. Oh dear, I am so sorry, dear. I'm afraid that I cannot fulfill your wish. The truth is, I seem to be impervious to damage. The last ones who came here tried something similar with the same result. I think they said they were with the Order of the Sacred Star? Anyhow, I asked if I could help, and they said just to stay where I was. So I did. Deciding that swords and spells couldn't do it, they collapsed the whole building down upon me. Well, I stayed put, and I hope that made them a little happier. Even if their plan didn't work as well as they might have hoped. I mean, I haven't moved, at least not my body, since, well, most of me is still buried in the rubble. But truly, if my death would bring you happiness, I would most certainly grant it to you. But I'm afraid I cannot. Maybe there's something else you desire. Oh, I'm so sorry. This was your quest, to bring back one of my tentacles as proof of my demise? Oh, my dear sir, I am so sorry. I'm sure they meant well and thought I was well and truly deceased. Maybe you would like to rest for a moment, yes? Okay, here. Let me just make a couch and a pillow and, even a blanket. And, grapes. Do you like grapes? I could feed them to you if you'd like. I'm sorry, dear. What? Oh, how did I conjure all of this? Oh, you know, eldritch horror and all. This has been my lair for quite a while now, and, well, my own magic has infused into the stone, so I can make a few things. But since I don't have any worshippers, my magic builds very slowly. So, it'll take a few years for the magic I just used to replenish. Oh, but don't you worry about that. I would love for you to just lay here and let me feed you these grapes. Oh, and I do promise to keep you from harm, and you can leave when you need to return to your people. Yes, of course. Now, let me just help you up here and... Oh, hey. Don't fight the tentacles, or you could slip out. Oh, yeah, and I do apologize for the slimy feeling, but I promise to use my magic to get it all off of you when you leave. Yeah, and see? My top half up here has no slime at all, so it's no worries. Ah, there you go. Isn't this nice? It has been so long since I've had someone to pamper. I really like it, you know. Why? No. Well, because I really like having friends. It's honestly what I wished for. You know, just to have lots and lots of friends. Yeah, I was brought to this world and I tried to make some friends. Many people ran away, so I just kept looking. Finally, one child found me and didn't run away. Her parents found her, but she came back. Just again and again. Ah, oh, goodness. She would tell me these stories and bring me things. And when she did, I'd always sit and listen to her. Yeah. One day, she wished that I could talk back to her. Well, she had visited me and thought of me and spoken words to me and about me and, well, she had brought me so many offerings that I had enough magic to change myself so I could speak. I made a mouth and some really weird things that go with it. I think you call them lungs? Oh, and if you think my tentacles are slimy, oh, they have nothing on this thing you all call a tongue. Okay, here, just have a nice juicy grape. But yes, I could finally speak with her. I was overjoyed at the time. She brought some others to me as well, though many of them seemed entirely afraid. But I did my best to speak to them and to show them that I just wanted friends. Those were some very good times. I did what I could for all the friends that came by. Small wishes and a few very large wishes, actually. I couldn't grant all of them, but I did what I could. And then they built me a home and gave me all sorts of things. A treasured doll, a shiny rock, homemade meals. I appreciated everything they gave me. Even if I didn't really need most of them. Oh, here, have another grape. But one day, one of my friends actually wished for a hug, so I changed myself to this. Now I have arms and a chest and even this weird thing you all call a belly button. After that, oh my goodness, my friends wanted hugs all the time. And I would hug them so closely, and sometimes they would just fall asleep in my arms. Their head resting on this area below my head. And you know, many of them wanted it softer or bigger or rounder here to rest upon, that I would frequently run out of magic just fulfilling that one wish. But my friends loved it, so I was happy to do it for them. Honestly, I really miss those times. But then the paladins of the Order of the Sacred Star came, and they seemed very upset about something. I couldn't really understand why. Abomination this and heretic that, or whatever it was, the paladins seemed quite upset. Some of my friends wished for me to save them, and so I did. You see all the drawings arranged on the floor? Yeah. When I've completed all of them, they will all be saved. It does take such a long time, and, well, it does look like a few of them did get damaged when you entered, but it's no matter. I will continue to draw my friends, each and every one, to save them just as they wished. Remove a tentacle? Perhaps I might? Oh, is that what you wish? Okay, I understand. One moment. Wow, that was a little harder than I thought. I think it's gonna take a while before I can do anything else. Here, let me help you down. There you go. Yes, I'll be fine. Farewell, friend. I hope you've enjoyed your visit. Yeah, please come again, if you wish.